Righto, before we kick today's yarn up the freckle, just want to say a big thanks to all the legends that keep the lights on here at Alpha Blokes HQ. Better beer. Now look, we're heading into the fight camp. Things are happening. We're all moving. Heaps of fitness going on, but I still want to have a beer. So I'm going to have a few middies. If you want to get a few kegs off the tum, try the Better Beer middies out.
I'd like to thank CTC for keeping our domes out of the sun and looking good in the studio.
Bloody oath. SP Tools for making sure no matter what mischief we run into, we got the tool to get us out of trouble.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping us fueled for this upcoming fight and just daily battles, I guess.
And the true blue Aussie bookie Bluebet. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, etc. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first, the boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for a close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas.
Do you know what my favourite thing about it is, Cam?
What's that, mate?
Taking it into the shower and just ploughing it down the drain. Yep. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, but I love doing it. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants!
Yo, yo, we're back with another episode of the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Here to give the everyday battler a voice and delete head noise one laugh at a time. Team, if you're going to have a beer, make it a better beer. Jog in a can, win in a tin, the athlete's choice. Guys, a massive sponsor and fucking supporter of ours, the big knuckler, CTC. Countrycompanies.com is where you fucking go for one of his lids that's ready to rumble. A lot of the trade hats, there's a fucking Queensland one floating around there leading into Origin. There's heaps of shit going on. And if you want one of your very own that you can design, head to countrytruckercaps.com. And remember, Knuckler has fired up a discount code for all the Alpha Blokes listeners. Use the code word Alpha Blokes for a discount on across all of his range.
After driving to Rocky yesterday, I definitely think we need to get that hat made. Battle in the Bruce or I Survive the Bruce.
Mm, yeah,
because Battle in the Bruce. Those potholes were fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, Battle in the Bruce is definitely one, eh?
Yep.
Right, let's hear it proper, eh?
Strap in, it's time again for Knuckles' proper true yarn.
Legends, just Knuckles here calling his proper true yarn of the week up. Straight out of Singapore, boys. Anyway, old TJ, he always says to me, he always goes, it'd be raining shit sandwiches and you'd pick up a chicken and mayo one. You're that fucking lucky and you're that arsey, you prick. So, old Brizy and I, we sort of fucking have a saying. We just go, chicken and mayo sandwiches. You're that lucky, like, you'd have a fucking win doing something and you go, oh, chicken and fucking mayo.
That's good.
And that's the context to it because Dad's like, you're that fucking arsey and that lucky, you cunt. Anyway, I'll give you a fucking chicken and mayo sandwiches last night that happened to the roulette table, boys. I couldn't fucking believe it. Anyway, the roulette lady, she's rolled 36 three times in a row. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to get a bit of this action. So I put a $25 chip on the fucking, on 36.
No.
So, boom, she hits it for a fourth time in a row.
What?
I wasn't on the first three times. I was only on the fourth, so I'm like, fucking hell. So I doubled down on it. And I was still playing zero as well, and $50 on 36, and she fucking hits it for a fifth time in a row, man.
Can't. No, like, why?
Those are fucking nuts. Then what? She proceeds next roll to hit fucking zero, and then she had a couple others, and I said, Wendy, I said, you are my fucking six girl. So I put fucking $25 on 26. Bang, she hits that and then hits it fucking three times in a row. Then fucking hits zero after that. And then I'm like, fucking hell, Wendy. Like, and then she, there was a couple of numbers hit in between as well, like that were offset to this. But fuck me, it was the wildest run of a fucking number hits I've ever been a part of in a massive chicken and mayo fucking Sanger yarn to be told. But holy fuck, I just wondering what sort of luck you boys have had, or what chicken and mayo fucking pot luck you boys have had when it comes to punting or anything in life, really. But yeah, rain and shit sandwiches, and you'd pick up a fucking chicken and mayo one. Yeah. Right, legends, have a good one.
Yeah, that's fucking unreal, Nux. So that was that blackjack one that I was between you two cunts. I was with you, Cam, and Knuckles, and had that, got those aces and split them and won three hands and two blackjacks that time. That was fucking cool.
I got no luck in the gambling, and I think I made a rule to myself. I won't gamble if Knuckles is there.
It's fun to watch him.
Yeah. Yeah, because the luck just goes to him.
Talking about gambling, Tim Narky. Nike, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's N-A-K-I on Instagram. Mate, Nike. I am fucking addicted to watching this legend do his thing.
Yeah.
It's fucking unreal. And, mate, yeah, it's just cool to see. I know a few people have been like, you know, get him on for a chat and that. Obviously, we don't do the long-form phone interviews here. I like chatting to people, and this legend lives in Canada. But who knows? Maybe we can have a quick little chat to him on the blower. I know he's been doing a bit of media stuff. But just cool to watch him, man. Since Tez has died, well, fucking, I think he's died. What else explains where Tez is?
Just banned, maybe.
So, yeah, maybe. Maybe banned from too much pepper. But I've transitioned from Tez to Tim, and look, I'm really enjoying it. So it's great stuff. He's manifested the millie. Keep fucking trucking, legend. I think it's awesome to see. Every morning I'm excited watching. I try not to see the comments and shit, so I don't know if you're going to win or lose.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool, bro. He's up to like 780,000 followers or something.
Stop it.
Betting 78 grand hands. What the fuck?
That is off its head, bud.
Consistency.
Terry,
you had
817. Have a go at him. What's today's? Is today's up?
Yeah, I do believe so.
Oh, let's see how he went. What's he got? Oh.
We are manifesting the million with 810,000 of you in here now.
Here he goes.
We have an $81,000 bet coming up today.
$81,000.
The enormity of the occasion is not understated. This is what we will do. $78,000 on the button, $2,000 on the 21+3, and $1,000 on the perfect.
Come on, brother.
The cut of this man's jib, he's kind of, I like it. His eyes are quite close together. I was once told, never trust a man whose eyes are that close together. Five, disgusting.
Oh, yucky.
Oh, we're in trouble. I've gone with the Warriors Anzac jersey today, and boy, oh boy.
Oh, I need some 15's Anzac gross.
Here, 15 plays in 9. We have gotten away with on these the last couple of days. Please be good to me here. Go low.
No, oh, he's been nailed.
Done and dusted. That is not the 10-10 we were looking for.
Oh, well, that's gambling, brother. But he's, mate, he's going really well. 817. I think he said he was going to Vegas soon to have a go on the actual felt, but he's trying to figure out how he can film some stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, they only have max bets of like 10 grand. But anyway, shout out to legend. Go give him a follow. I think it's fucking brilliant stuff that he's doing.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, gamble responsibly. Yeah. Guys, I just want to run you through the absolute shock horror that I had last night. I rocked up here today like a busted freckle. Last night, for some reason, I just fucking had just overthinking the fuck out of everything. Couldn't go to sleep for ages. Just as I was teetering off into Kippsville, fucking Evie started going off. Went in there, she's pissed the bed, you know, all good. Stripped it, got her all sorted, got her back laying down. Just as I'd sort of started teetering off, the missus starts having this big fucking hay fever attack, sneezing her hole out, had to go out and do a sneezing elsewhere. Come back in, then Harry's come into our bed early hours, and then he's pissed our bed. So we've had two pisses, one in ours. Chaos this morning, it's raining, the twins are going off, we're late, fucking shit's going everywhere, and here I am, just ready to kick today in the hole after my hole's been severely bruised. So,
yeah, I don't know, it's just this big event leading up to it, I was the same, 3 o'clock in the morning, just fucking overthinking everything, but that's probably because we care.
Yeah, that's right, man. It's one of those things. I think it'd be different if we were just fighting at this thing.
100%.
I think being like organizing it, mate, like just going over everything. And like I said, right, I think.
And we have trust issues. I'll put my hand up for that.
Yeah, fucking right. 100%.
I've just been proved time and time again that cunts are useless.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that people have invested a lot into this thing, so we want to make sure they all have a great time at it, which they will. I'm confident that everyone's going to have a fucking unreal time. It's going to be a great event.
Fucking oath.
But doesn't help me sleep.
No.
So anyway, let's hear some fucking yarns. Quino, how do people get involved with their yarns?
Email your yarn to carryon@alphablokes.com.au. Try not to waffle on for too long. Great yarns this week.
Oh, mate. Fucking yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Some old regulars, too.
Yeah?
Fuck, yeah.
You beauty. Well, I suppose we haven't been playing...
That's right.
We haven't, because we used to just play the regulars in the normal show, but we've sort of been waffling for ages in that, so they've all been filtered into this again. So, let's hear some, eh?
Howdy, daddy, you pair of turkey-licking bullfrog-looking motherfuckers. It's Booglider here calling in from out West Australia again. How you going? Doing all right? That's good. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since any cunt seen or heard from me. Mister took kids to Japan for a couple of months for their winter. Left old Booger on his lonesome, and I've been cutting loose to say the least. First thing I did was pull the old Gatorade saxophone out the cupboard. Oh, yeah! Shortly after that, I discovered I got an unhealthy obsession with peanut butter flavoured whiskey. That sheepdog stuff, it's so good it's fucking dangerous. You know you're going hard when you start bleeding out the asshole. Oh, yep. This fucking weekend is gonna be loose. I'm gonna need new liver by the time I get back from the Gold Coast, because trying to keep up with some of you weapons, the energy that some of you cunts call up with, I can only imagine the energy you'll be harnessing at a live boxing event with the cult leaders present. It's gonna be fucking nuclear. It's a 7-man blindfold fight. I don't know what the fuck to make of that, but I got a pretty good idea on who the sponsor should be. Yep, Southern Cross Windmills. Because it's going to be one hell of a wind farm of a fight. There's going to be cunts cutting sick on the flats fucking left and right. Tommy Dale, $4.75. You can only bet that I put all the money I could on you. I went in there with me pockets full. Anyway, got a bit of money on you, you cunt. Oh, I'm looking forward to this weekend, boys. I'll give you the fucking tip. I'm telling you right fucking now. This weekend is going to be the enemy bender. And I'll fly back into Perth on the Monday. Me family fly back. It's me birthday. Does it get any fucking better? Holy!
Fucking hell. What a way to kick.
That's some fucking energy.
Do you know that I sort of forget, what I forget about is so many of the main yarners for this thing are all going to be here.
Yeah.
Mm. All of them. Like, so many of the cunts. Even at the tables and that, but not even just that, just... at the place, ready to go, ready to get on the piss, ready to yarn.
I think from, like, what I've been filtering through, I reckon there's going to be at least 5 or 6 carry-on winners.
Yeah.
There, so it'll be good to meet them.
Oh, mate, it'll just... can you imagine just the fucking... just the yarns?
Oh.
Oh. It's going to be fucking insane. I can't wait. The carry-on when we step in there ready to swing is going to be fucking wild, bud. Fuck me. What a yarn that was, too. Has he won one before?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Fuck. That's going to be...
I hope no one squeezed their hand too hard leading up to the event, because we're staying at the casino as well.
Yeah, I might find
in it. With all the trendsetters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, mate, if you win your double champ status today, you won't be getting that fucking flary hat until a few weeks after the event, because Mrs. Dahl is pinned.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's going to be hard to top today, man. That's a great entry.
Good energy. Good energy.
Brilliant.
Good to hear from the great man.
Fucking nice. I'm pumped that he's coming.
He gave me a little...
Glock. How are you, you big anal growling, dung funnel punching, farmyard interfering bastards? It is the Mutjabby here from the Central West. Bit of an update. The arm's still no good. They went in and re-broke the cunt, didn't they?
Oh.
So, can't pass my medical for another fucking couple of weeks, but I thought I'm not sitting around me finger in me coit. So guess who's fucking Ubering? That's right. Who's got two thumbs and drives a fucking Uber? This cunt. And you haven't seen a Uber like mine before. Big 5-post bull bar on it, the big Isuzu D-Max, fucking side scrubs, side steps, all the fucking extras.
Uber
picked
extra.
Up this cunt last night for me first run named Kemma. He got in, the first thing he said was, "You're not Indian." And I went, "No." And I can't even fucking spin bowl because my wrist is fucked. Where you going? Took him to the Bolo, took him back to his house, about a 15-minute fucking run, realised... I didn't press the fucking thing on my phone to say I picked him up. Nor did I press the fucking thing on my phone to say I stopped at the Bottle-O. I only pressed the cunt when I got him back to Easy House. So I got like $1.36.
Oh, no.
Oh, spewing. But Camo, bless the cunt, never met him before. What a trendsetter. Reaches into his fucking box, pulls out a VB King Brown, pass it to me and go, there you go, mate. You fucking earned that. You'll figure out that phone soon. I think, fuck, you're a good cunt. I went home and I smacked the cunt and it was nice. Also, guess who's coming up to the fucking fight night? That's right, get your fucking dukes up.
Yeah!
Might as well send them That's cunts right. a postcard, tell them to start spitting teeth now, and you cunts will be there in a minute. That's right, the mutt jabber's going to be sooting across the flats. Get into them, boys. Feed the cunts. Up, Mujabba, out.
Fuck, mate.
Fuck, there's going to be some mad cunts there.
Oh, mate, you're kidding me. Oh, I just thought then I had a thought in my head.
I wonder if Punchy's coming up.
Oh, probably.
Shout out to Punchy.
Shout out to Punchy.
Fuck, you know, yeah, mate.
Oh, fuck, cringing at that. Fucking, I just thought then, I had that thought in my head. Do you know how we set Knuckles up with the Uber drivers? As a passenger.
Yeah.
Imagine if we got his license.
We got him an Uber license.
And got him an Uber license and we mic'd him up and sent him for a shift.
Uber. He'd probably end up in jail.
Probably. But that'd be a laugh, man. Fucking hell.
No, he might not. He might get safe delivery.
Do you reckon you'd
give him a hat?
If you did it for a night and was having fun and it wasn't just your mundane everyday job, surely you'd be sort of half going, right, hey, let's see what critters we bump into tonight.
Oh,
it'd be fucking wild, wouldn't it?
I'm a people person, but I don't know about just random people stuck in the car. Take a better man than me anyway.
Yeah, be pretty wild. But it is good for people to have that option, though. Like, anyone can just become an Uber driver.
That is right.
You know, like, you don't have to sit there. Nowadays, it's not that thing where, I don't know how popular it is in the country or how hard it is to get into, but, I mean, do you know how people are like, oh, I've been trying to find a job, I can't find one?
Oh, yeah.
Get your Uber license then.
Yeah.
If you really had to.
Yeah,
and you can do that in the interim while you look for your job.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people were doing, like, as in, or extra money on top of while they're at uni and shit like that. So at least there is that option for people.
There should be
fuck
plenty more
funny.
People more doing jabber. It in Gladstone. You'd think more people would be doing it in Gladstone.
Oh, fucking wish. Quinn, are you and Fez wish too?
Yeah.
Is there only one still?
I think there's like two or three.
Yeah.
You could make a killing Friday, Saturday, just fucking on the side.
Oh, just during the week? Man, idiots that don't even have a license.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, fuck me. It's my pick two today, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, fuck me. Those two are just off tap straight up.
Both have got hats already.
Yeah, yeah. And,
yeah, you can't see why not.
Yeah, fuck. But I'll be, you watch the misses, like if a double champ wins, I'll be like, hey, Dar, can you just knock up one of those hats?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mrs. Dar. Because those two are going to be hard to top.
All right, fuck yes. I've got an inquiry, and I want any of the female listeners out there to give me some insight, if they can. All right, I've got some beef. I've got some beef with this bloke called Frank Green, and I've got some beef with this bloke called Stanley. All right? Both of them have spent time in my missus's mouth, and she's always asking for me to dish out some cash to fund another one.
Yeah.
Now, don't get it twisted, boys. I'm talking about drink bottles here, but I want to know who the fuck Frank is and who the fuck Stanley is, because they've got all these women wooing over them, wanting them. Oh, they brought out a new colour, limited edition pink. Mate, who's Frank and who's Stanley? Where's half me money gone?
Yeah.
And why are your bottles so bloody expensive? And how have you hypnotised the women of Australia to just be enamoured by you? To just, like, I don't know where I stand in my relationship anymore. Does my missus want me, or does she want Frank or Stanley, or does she want them both? And does she want them at different times? And what the fuck is the go with these drink bottles? Costing me a bloody mortgage. Anyway, boys, in yous, out of yous, and if any of the female listeners can get back to me on what the fucking big deal about Frank and Stanley is, I've got some competition here, boys.
The female Yeti.
All right.
Mate, I don't know, and why do they have to be so fucking big? Some of the chicks' water bottles that they carry around could double as a rainwater tank in a drought.
Yeah.
You could have a shower out of one. They're fucking huge. Like, refill the cunt when you drink it. Like, just have a normal one that fits in cup holders and shit and then refill it. It's off tap. They love it though, eh? It's like this little It's like a craze. It's been around for ages.
Yeah, they're fucking, yeah, that's what I say. They're the female Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old Frank Green. These are going off too.
Yeah, they're ugly as shit too.
I don't know. Like, obviously Yetis have their place, right? They're a good bit of kit, but I don't know. I just can't get away from the old fucking big tub full of stubby coolers, collect a few wherever you go. You know, you might steal a few from the mates and just when the boys come over, you fling them out for the beers. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I just love them. Can't get away
from it. I just like it in the boat and stuff when it's you're actually trying to keep it cold and do something, then you can go back to it.
Tell you what, our stubby coolers, if you weren't aware, they have those magnets on them. Like the normal ones that have the magnets on them. And you can have a mouthful out of a full tin of beer and stick it on something magnetic and it stays there. It's fucking handy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan Walker, one of my mates from Merionvale. He gets into a bit of cattle work and stuff. He was at the yards and sent him a stubby cooler and that. And he goes, get fucked. And he was just sending me photos around the yards when he was doing a bit of cattle work, just sticking his beer when he was opening gates and grabbing it and fucking comes in handy.
Fucking oath.
But yeah, mate, the water bottles have got women absolutely fucking...
Look, I will never bag it out because I've been known to reach across and not have a water bottle on me and fucking milk that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just I'll tell you what, it's good marketing. You're getting the girls to buy their shit.
Yeah. Shout out to Frank and Stanley.
Imagine the old school bloke. $90 for a fucking water bottle.
Oh, yeah. Fucking oath.
I got to get, yesterday I had too hot of water in my Yeti bottle when I went over to do some sparring.
Yeah.
And because it was like hot water, I'd put a new jug in, like the Neverfail or whatever it is. When I walked over there, it kept the heat in because the water was like being sitting in the sun. I hadn't carried it inside off the veranda.
So and the so insulated the,
yeah,
bottle.
Yeah, insulated Yeti. And I got then I started spitting it out going, what the fuck's this?
Oh, it's still warm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Tell you what, having that fridge in these utes with that solar panel and shit like that, man, has been unreal. Like, I've got a couple of cans of Coke and some bottles of water in there all the time.
Yep.
When I remember if I'm thirsty or something, or when we go to boxing, having cold water and a cold can of Coke on you at all times is fucking prime.
Game changer.
Oh, man. And even, like, Mrs. does the shopping, I'm not going to lie. And obviously, a lot of the time we get it delivered, but... Even, like, if you go into town, you have to get a few cold things. Being able to just chuck it in your fridge and not be rushed to get home.
Yeah.
It's fucking prime.
Can I just get a radio check, thanks? Fucking how good's that? This is a carry-on about the ABCs. It all starts strutting through the Alpha Blokes community, walking me snag dog on a Saturday morning to the Alpha Blokes Coliseum for the Pumpkin and Pig Festival to tell the security guards you're there as part of the Alpha Bloke Committee. When you get inside, you find Tommy the Pommy and Marto from Mildura, the Alpha Blokes councillors, helping delete head noise, passing out some wins in a tin. By the time you find the Alpha Blokes cult leaders, Tommy and Cam, that troublesome Knuckles has already led them astray, and it's all becoming the Alpha Blokes circus. So you kick back, enjoy a few DV and Cokes to notice some tunes starting to belt out. And bam, now you're part of the Alpha Blokes choir, screaming at the top of your lungs like you're Jimmy fucking Barnes himself.
Yeah.
From here, it all becomes a blur. Waking up Sunday morning, realising you survived the day at the Alpha Blokes commune, dodging death himself and fucking didn't wake up with Brizey in the Alpha Blokes crematorium. Holy fuck, stay out of yourselves.
Fucking ABC, baby. How good is that?
That is good.
That's a great play on words.
Alpha Blokes Crematorium.
Mate, it's so funny how that's gone, eh? ABC.
Yeah.
It is now I just keep... Every time something else takes off and becomes a big thing for a while, like we've had probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 things now that have become a thing and really took off. ABC, I just love it.
It's going to stay.
Yeah, like just those three letters, I think you can just identify from anywhere and it can mean... It's just our group. Like, it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll definitely be featured on some merch soon.
Sorry, mate. We didn't bit out of the game on the radio check.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were...
I was about to go copy and then you'd already gone, how good's that?
Well, I thought he was maybe doing it to a truckie.
Oh,
like, I thought he was actually on it and I was waiting for the truckie to be like,
you know.
But anyway, good on you, brother. That was fucking brilliant. Fuck me. I've got a shit hard job today.
Bye!
Yeah, good.
This is Kate Deep from Central West in the DKC. Hope everyone's having a better week than I fucking am! Sorry. Look, I've had a bit on this week. For context, I've been driving to and from different towns to complete my occupational therapy placements. I am a fourth year student, so I've got to get that shit done to get the piece of paper. Had some dramas. This is what's happened. Dramas. Driving back from. Oh shit. Oh, that's a highway patrol. We're down. He got done. Anyway, driving back from Easter long weekend in my beautiful 2009 Hyundai i30. You know, nearly 300,000 Ks. She's doing well. Wrong! She's not. Shat herself completely. Just that sad Cootamundra. Fuck me! Right, legend, dad gives me his ute to drive to and from Bathurst so I can do my placement. Right, legend. Yep, wrong again. It shits itself.
No.
Fuck. Anyway, it's been drama central here. Two cars in the one hoose, two new alternators. It's fucking dramas. I'm just glad to be done for the week, and I'm just gonna go to bed. I'm done.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep. Well, I think we've all had those sort of days, haven't we? That's a cunt. Two cars shitting themselves on you in the one mission.
Yeah. Definitely been there.
Yep. Can relate. Hopefully got a bit of anger out there, a bit of screaming. That's good. Get it off your chest, bro.
Boys! Fuck yeah! I'm fucking stoked today. I'm getting married.
Good on you, mate.
Fucking, I'm so excited. I've just listened to the last few potties. I've listened to every fucking potty, but the last couple have really hyped me up, especially the gratitude shit. And I am forever grateful that I get to experience this. Love is fucking good, and love is fucking good when you're doing it with your best mate. Mate, I am that pumped. I can't wait to watch my beautiful wife walk down the aisle. I'm just fucking happy, and I can't wait. But I hope you boys have a ripper fucking week. Tommy, I hope you have the best weekend in Stanage, remembering your mate. Fuck, I love you boys. I'll see you at the fucking fight night.
Yeah.
Woo! Love you boys, let's go.
Good on you, mate. How fucking good's that? Love.
Good on you, mate.
Great stuff.
All the best for the day.
It's crazy, eh? Think about it. It's been absolute chaos, like we've said, at home. Like, our wives are such a massive part of this company as well. So it's not like work's always following us wherever we go. And it's very draining sometimes on relationships and that. But I even had some good gratitude stuff the last sort of week or so. I had a couple of good days with the missus there when we've sort of just turned the phones off for an afternoon, just randomly one night. Like, normally I'm up till 10:30, 11 at the fucking earliest most nights. That's where the kids are in bed and I'm on my phone guilt-free trying to put notes together or get me shit sorted.
Yeah.
But a couple of nights there the other week, it was just like, you know what, I'm fucked. Turn the phone off or put it away and just experience, like, just had a good couple of nights with Beck and just enjoyed that. And yeah, it's really cool having those things with your wife, you know, when you can just do that every now and again, even though it's not often right now. But no. I'm hoping that balance thing, like, once this event's done, we can have a little bit of time to fucking get back to a bit of that. But
because, you know what, gentlemen, you fucking deserve it.
Yeah, it's got a bit.
Yeah, what we got to realize that we haven't announced yet is there is another event straight up its ass, sadly. No, more excitingly, I should say, that we keep forgetting about.
Which I think I must have forgot about it.
Yeah. We can't announce it.
You have to tell me what that is.
Yeah. That's what my wife, when I said, oh, it's all going to be good after this fight night, and she just let me know a couple of home truths.
Yeah. But anyway, for a bit anyway, I'll be fucking chilling out for at least a week or so. Well, the hookup's straight after it, but the weekend after it.
Yeah, 3 days after we get back.
But anyway, yeah, love's good. I love love. Shout out to love.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Thomas the Pommas. Sit back, make yourself comfortable, and come with me on a little trip down memory lane with a good old-fashioned carry-on. Shout out to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart for the backing music today. Chapter 1. Cyclists. Now, you're probably thinking, cyclists, that's not a very original carry-on. Well, sit the fuck down, sport, I haven't even started yet. If you think these cunts are bad on the road, you wait until you let one loose in a pub. Let me paint a picture. It was a beautiful Easter Monday, the first time this country's seen fucking sun in about 2 months, and me and Mrs. the Pommy decided to make the most of it and take a couple of good clients down to the races to watch the nags run. We'd gone to lunch in the pub before. We were all sat down, have a lovely time, knocking back a few Guinnesses, bit of roast lamb on the table. Everyone was having a charming day. The door is kicked the fuck in, like Bruce Wayne is making an entrance. I think that's Batman. I imagine he'd kick a door in. Anyway, door's still swinging on its fucking hinges, and this lycra-clad prick strolls in, limping, I'd imagine because his ball bag is split open and one of his knackers is getting tangled up round his leg. Skids across the tiles because he's got stupid shoes on and manages to push his way to the bar whilst brushing his cock along some poor old lady's elbow. But, you know, she takes what she can get these days. Leans on the bar, undoes his camel pack and says, "Landlord, fill this up, will you, mate?" The landlord looks at him, puzzled. "What shall I fill it with, sir?" He says, "Water." As an Englishman, that's not actually how we speak. But, anyway, if it's not a piss take coming into a pub dressed in lycra, it's even more of a piss take asking them to fill your camel pack up with water. Now, get fucked, stay out of yourself, and if you see a cyclist on the road, just be thankful he's not in your pub. Love you lots, take it easy.
Oh,
he's the best of all time.
Yeah, he just can't, like... Yeah, it's just fucking excellent, isn't it? It just makes you happy hearing him.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely upset that he's not on the table.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not upset at him at all.
No.
Like, obviously, he got fucking hurt, and that was his time that he was going to have off to come over here. We need to get him over here at one stage to have a chat with the great man. But fuck, that's just so funny, cunt. Just that backing music. How it just changes.
That started. Yeah.
Just gently giving a cyclist a spray. Just drive-bying a cyclist. It's great stuff. Fuck me. Okay. So that's three of probably the best yarns so far today. I think we're going to experience the second double champ today. Because fucking, mate, a couple of those yarns.
Yeah.
At least one of those three is going to win, surely. Fuck me. Unless there's some... There's some more rippers coming our way, but fuck.
It's unreal.
Boys! There you go. Big Fish calling from Cairns. Look, I just listened to the Trendsetter talk back and you're talking about a sex boat. And you said, "Hey, didn't we send that bloke?" "Yeah, boys, I'm the fella you sent, hey."
Yeah.
And, the story goes, but back in the day on the original Facebook page there, it was pre-Quino. You put up a post saying, tell us your wildest sex yarn and we'll give you a ticket, to the winner.
That's
right. Anyway, I ended up winning. I don't think I ever called in with that yarn. I just put it up in the comments there and I don't think I ever got the chance to call in after the sex boat to fill you in, actually. So you let me know if you want to. I'll fill you in detail, but I'll just give you a quick rundown and you're going to see some eye-opening shit, eh? There's some novelty shit, like, there's pussy-shaped waffles and fucking dick-shaped waffles and, there's topless Sheilas walking around everywhere because pretty much once you walk through the doors, anything's game, eh? You can walk around butt naked, fucking believe me, people do, and no one says boo. There's some of this shit that they have, these fucking inventions, you don't even know that stuff exists, and yeah, man, it's wild. I remember lining up with my ticket to get in there, and someone got walked past me on a leash and a leather hood, and that was pretty much setting me up for what I was in for. It's definitely worth doing. It's the experience. I took the missus with me. Pretty cool and fucking in. I was about to say she's into that stuff, but she's fucking definitely not into some of that. But she thought it was interesting and worth the experience. But anyway, boys, I'm almost over 2 minutes. Quinn's going to get mad. I'm going to go. If you want more elaborate details, let me know. If you want me to tell the yarn that fucking got me the tickets, let me know and I'll call back.
Yeah.
But anyway,
all right,
bye.
Fucking oath. Hit us with the yarn.
Oh, it's going to definitely be a fucking fun day out.
Oh, I can't.
Maybe you can't vlog it by the sounds of that then.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
But I've seen like few clips and stuff of like people getting photos and doing videos, but it might be actually at certain stores.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of those things where you might have to get in contact prior and maybe like get approval from people who are on the cameras or blur their heads or something. But anyway, I definitely think we have to go and just check it out. Even if we just yarn about it, of what we saw in
2025, we'll go, next cult meeting.
Yeah, line
we'll
up.
All go to the Sexpo.
Oh, wow. Imagine that. Alpha ABC does the Sexpo. We order some meat and just
what would that stand
it.
For?
Alpha Bloke Cock.
Alpha Bloke's Cock. Alpha Bloke's Cuck.
Oh.
What does cuckold actually mean? Is that
it's when
you're sitting there watching?
Your missus is pretty much getting in with some other bloke.
A man whose wife is sexually unfaithful, regarded as an object of derision.
Yeah, but like cuckold porn is old mate's just watching his missus get railed. Or it can female cuckold's the same. Could be her best friend riding you or something.
Wow, that's just
But I think the weird videos that I stumbled across.
A cuckold is the husband of an adventurous, adulterous wife.
The wife of an adulterous husband is a cuck queen.
A cuck queen.
Oh, is it a cuck queen? I thought it was cuckold. Oh, just a female cuckold.
Yeah.
I think cuck's the worst word you can be called.
In biology, a cuckold is a male who unwittingly invests parental effort in juveniles who are not genetically his offspring.
That's a stepdad?
Are you kidding me? Ready-made family.
What? So what that is saying in biology, a stepdad is a cuckold.
Oh.
That's a fucker.
Like, we don't want to be stabbed.
Nah, that, I don't agree with that.
Funny, but.
Fuck off, biology.
Shout out to all the stepdads out there for,
Yeah, shout out to all the cucks.
Fuck.
Jesus, that biology's ruthless. Biology does not give a fuck, does it?
Some of them get the cucks are like a little bit bi too. Because there was a couple of videos there where old mate go help him out.
Bi. What? Help old mate help her out with him.
Like pretty much he was the fucking
get off the end of it.
He was
him.
The what do we call queef?
Meat and a sandwich, sort of.
No. What do we call queef? The fluffer.
Fluffer.
The husband's like the fluffer.
Fluffed him up for her.
Yeah.
What was that? Have you watched a couple like that where our mates just snuck in?
I just stumbled across it. I thought it was a threesome video. And it was husband
had a little
his wife get railed and it was helping.
Guided
it. Fluffed him out. Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a wild game out there. Wild game.
That's fucking loose. Is that, do you reckon that's a part of that whole, the thing that Fez was talking about, like those rooms that every cunt just goes in with an open mind and there'd just be little cucks everywhere?
Or you reckon you're just like,
little
just,
wank elves
just like
shit.
Latch onto a dick or something?
just
see it go past you and just go, just
sniff through, see one fall out and just guide him back in on your way past.
Like the clowns at like the show. With the ping pong balls.
Well, you reckon just blindfold yourself and fucking sit there on your knees going, oh.
That's like glory holes. There's probably always got to be a bloke behind that ply board.
Is there anywhere, do you reckon there's legitimate glory holes anywhere in Australia? That like a known glory hole? Because you're like, I know there's
holes. Can we have a big of a Google,
you reckon?
Just say Australian
glory holes.
Shows or clinics. Or what do you call
known
it?
Known Australian glory holes.
Dungeons.
Where are glory holes in Australia? There's a website called www.
Probably near the crag hole.
Glory's hole.
Hey, there's a map here.
Hey, there's some tits.
You're kidding.
Hey, there's a pussy.
Wait, there's actually maps.
Why has that got a granny sex finder?
Wow.
Hey! Fuck on it.
Fuck on.
That can't go on Patreon.
Yeah, it can. Anything goes on Patreon. If you're there, sorry for the cock you just saw. Was a full-on map there, Quinno. Where?
Go back in again.
Maribara's glory hole.
Right, what?
We'll try this first.
And this then is we'll, funny as fuck.
I just don't want
to
get a virus.
Infect Tom's laptop here.
Yeah, right. So we've got Queensland, New South Wales.
Just get rid of that.
Here we go. So
Mawson
we got
Park toilets.
Mawson
used
Park.
By gay and lesbian.
Good action, it says.
Fantastic glory hole behind the TP dispenser.
have used twice on two different occasions. Get your cock sock for free. Best fun ever.
What? So that's a... So we got one in South Australia next. What's this one?
What about locally to us?
Shirley Ave Reserve Tranmere.
Be discreet.
Oh, okay. So that's a naughty little number. Mawson Park here.
We've done that. We do that.
Go up the closest to us. Go to some Queensland holes.
Oh, here we go.
This is what I mean. Surely it's a guy.
Go up top. What is that, the top one? Very top?
I think so, yeah.
So we got public toilets at Heathwood Park near Hammock Lookout. Public toilets at Heathwood Park near Hammock Lookout. Fun time. Go at 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Are you kidding me?
Can we do a vlog? And put someone on the line.
As if he's not the bloke there at 2 to 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you look up that park, where is it if you look at it in Google Maps?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so go up.
Heathwood Park near Hammock Lookout.
Yeah, we're just doing our research for you guys.
I can see trendsetters fucking going in there at 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, go suss him out, guys, if you're near there. Here we go. Explore our region.
Bundy.
The Hammock Brown Signs, it says. Cool. There might be one near the hole. Heathwood Recreational Reserve. Where's this near?
I think this is a bit malady. It's a
malady.
I think this is a bit blank.
You reckon old mate's trying to steer people to the hole?
Yeah.
So it's near Bundy.
Bundy Central.
Bundaberg people, trendsetters. Can you go check out?
Burnett, Elliot Heads and Burnett Heads.
Heathwood Recreational Reserve near
Bundy
Central.
That might be not Omara, fucking
between Burnett Heads and Elliot Heads.
Yeah.
Woodgate's heads. Yeah, Woodgate's further down. Sorry, I'm just thinking of the camping spot we go to along that beach. Harvey it's Bay right near there. Yeah.
So Bundy people, can you go and see if there's any glory holes for us? Do
at
a bit
the
of
Heathwood Recreation Reserve. Please.
Go get full of DV and head down to fucking Heathwood.
Go back to the hole site.
Yeah.
So someone's gloryhole.com, they've proper got it. Well, go down the Queensland list because we can't. No.
What about the dad kisses?
Yeah, what have we got in DKC?
See if we can.
Mawson.
Yeah,
Park.
There we go. Zoom in. There we go.
Fuck yeah, a bit more action.
Kincuna is what I was thinking of. That was right near Kincuna.
Male toilets of the park in Werris Creek Road. Glory hole, a large stall for fun. Back of solar pumping solutions. Out the back of the shop, there's an old building around the back of that. You can go inside. I bet you can. Lidcombe car park. It's located at the bottom floor of the Lidcombe train station car park. Nice, big, comfortable glory hole with one cubicle. Holly.
Wow. Do you reckon old mate's just getting around Australia with a hole saw? This is actually wild, man. This is a site that is literally gloryhole.com.
Well, where are the glory holes in Australia's capital territory? Yeah, right. Fuck, they put some work in.
Mm. Yeah, she's the proper thing. Anyway.
I just want to read this TripAdvisor one for Maryborough too.
Yeah, get into it.
The big hole.
Oh, is that like an actual attraction?
Sure, this is not.
It's just a water feature, this one.
Oh, pfft, lame.
Yeah.
Wowee.
Glory's hole. So there's an S on the back of glory there for anyone interested. Let us know anyway.
Heathwood Recreation Reserve, do you?
Is that Recreation Reserve now just the one, it's got one of them too, to the waterfalls, or is it actually?
No, that was on old mate's deviant site.
Oh, yeah, right. 2 to 3 in the half.
Yeah. Yeah, so guys, go on to www.glories.com.au and do some research for us. Report back. Tell me if there's a hole sword holes or if this bloke's just taking the piss.
That is wild.
I actually want to know. I'm interested. I'm not going to check it out myself, but if you want to, report back.
Trendsetters are going to go behind the fucking thing and find out who they are.
Yeah, we'll share that to glory hole. I'm surely our mate isn't there from 2 to 3 every day just waiting for someone to come in and check.
You'd have to get your stomach pumped if he's there every day. Oh. Remember that off of American Pie? She blew the whole football team and had to get a stomach pumped. That's your mum.
Righto. Good stuff.
Reach out, sexpert.
Boys! How the fuck are yous? See, the biffin's about to start fucking coming up. I'm going to come down and watch yous cunts. I'm sitting at a table with a couple of mates down there.
Oh,
so
beauty,
it's going to be a fucking good night. Thanks to Knuckler. Up your Knuckler. Anyway, I've got, going off the fucking jail chat you had last week, fucking talk about jail chat, the fucking creatures we get through our farm day in and day out. This one fucking morning, there was six of us sitting at the fucking smoko table. One fella pipes up and says, how much the fucking jail food makes your fucking fart stink. And all of a sudden, the rest of the table's like, fucking, yeah, yeah, oh, fuck, yeah, yeah. Guess what, boys? I was the only cunt sitting at that fucking table that hadn't been to fucking jail. Out of seven of us all up. And guess, but here's the kicker, boys. I was the only cunt with a full rack of teeth, too. So fucking work that out. Brush your teeth, kids, and you won't go to fucking jail.
Where was
anyway,
he?
Anyway, boys.
Oh, the farm.
What's one thing worse than eating a mandarin?
Mm.
Calliope fucking Maccas, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, fuck. All right, I'll see you at the fight night, boys, and upper.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, brother. Fucking oath. Yeah, where did he say he was? At the table? Just out at some site.
At the farm. That's Taz the banana farmer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, righto. Yeah, that'd be a wild yarn, eh? Sitting there with the blokes you've just met and they all start, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jail food makes your fart stink. Yeah, fuck off. You'd be going, what? Where am I, bud? Didn't you do a shutdown with a heap of cunts once that were all like ex-crims and shit?
Yeah, in Moranbah at Goonyella Riverside.
That would have been a bit of an eye-opener.
Yeah, they had must have had some government funding to get these blokes rehabilitated into the workforce or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And that's, yeah, old mate put his fucking helmet on the table and the fucking, I was sitting there having lunch and next minute someone come in and flip the whole table with everyone's smoke on it. Instead, I told you not to put your helmet on the table. So I had no lunch. The other two people sitting next to me had no lunch.
Oh, wow.
That's wild, eh?
Yeah.
Don't put your helmet on
the table. And then it was one of those things, like if I got angry with the other two people, like, we just went and laughed and I went out and I was smoking darts and I went and smacked two darts because I'm like, I'm not going to match those two blokes' aggression. Because they'll probably stab me.
Yeah, yeah. Pick your battle sort of situation.
Yeah, it was just like, they were just too loose.
Yeah, like as in, oh, mate, there's not one bit of him that gives a fuck about his job, so we're probably
he's like, I've already been in jail, dealt with every fuckhead. Like, he's probably just thinks it's like a jail crib room. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're only fresh out.
How'd you end up on the guns?
Yeah. I was with UGL.
Yeah, right.
It was real weird. It was like five different shirts doing that crusher. We're rebuilding the crusher up from the wash plant. I don't know. All the companies, like CQ Field, there's a fair few of them.
Fucking
and then
hell.
There's weird like labour hire mob.
Yeah, because I remember you telling me about it and thought, fuck me. It's fucked enough doing a shutdown that far away from home with a country you don't know, let alone a bunch of
UGL and CQ Field too, by the way, they weren't the ones hiring them. It was some labour hire thing that...
yeah, that were involved.
They were involved, and I don't know what shirt they threw on them, but they didn't last too long.
Yeah.
And neither did I.
Nah, that's not the one you flipped the mattress and took off on, was it?
Nah, that was out at Emerald. Pissed the bed, flipped the mattress and quit.
Did you piss both sides?
Nah,
don't think so.
Piss one.
No, that was the one where we were working in Blackwater, but I had to stay in Emerald. On the last day, we had to leave from Blackwater, go back to Emerald,
check out our hotels,
then drive back past Blackwater again to go home.
Yeah.
That was handy.
Very.
Anyway, they're the things you have to do. Support your family and fucking...
They're the things that make me... Do you know how we've been saying, fuck, it's
been hectic. That's what built us, mate. That's what's built us to be hard workers, I think.
Yeah.
Dealing with that shit.
Oh, we're just dealing with shit, yeah. Fucking earth. Shout out to pissing your mattress, flipping it and quitting.
See ya.
Fucking see you later. Deal with that.
Too many beers.
Yeah.
Drowning out the shit.
Boys. Ooh. Anonymous Froth. Just on the Jaffel chat.
Mm.
I'm surprised none of you cunts said savoury mints.
Yep.
Nothing better than mum's savoury mints.
It's a beauty.
Little bit of rice, if that's how you operate. Plenty of cheese. Butter on the outsides. It does not get any fucking better.
It
like,
is
I'm
good.
A big ham, cheese, tomato, red onion operator. As much as I am also a Heinz Spag operator as well. Of course, butter on the outside. But yeah, What is everyone just dissing mum and her fucking and her bloody savoury mints?
I don't live with her
get
anymore.
Get some culture
bro.
In here. Fuck.
I'll tell you one thing. Savoury mints was one thing my mum didn't do. There's nothing savoury about her. She just way too many ingredients, a bit like myself, I guess. That's probably where I got it from. Look up the definition of savoury mints.
Well, mate, I think that's what savoury mints is, anything you want it to be.
Oh,
like you tip anything,
right.
Like as in savoury, it's like chuck your veggies in, tip a fucking French onion soup mix in, fucking salt and pepper, tomato sauce, barbie sauce, Worcestershire, fucking soy, salt and pepper.
Because the word savoury to me is just like plain mints and a bit of fucking tomato sauce.
No, fucking savoury mints is like just a
comforting.
Big, yeah.
Weeknight meal, there you go.
Mate, well, I'll tell you what.
You're right. Yeah.
I've been, as like with the brekkie feeds and that, right, we've been absolutely nailed over our years in the camps with bacon, eggs, right?
Yep.
When I go out for brekkie sometimes, I'll still get the big brekkie, of course, but sometimes getting that savoury mince with a couple of poached eggs and some fucking buttered toast is prime, man. Like, really nice. He's right. Like, but the other thing about it is, too, what doesn't go in a fucking jaffle? Like, there's so many things that you put in a jaffle that fucking tastes nice because it's just toasted bread with
seafood.
Yeah, seafood. Nah.
I don't think I'd want an oyster jaffle.
Nah. Nah. See, I'm not a big seafood operator anyway. But any leftover, like even spaghetti bolognese in jaffles, I've done that heaps of times, man, with cheese, spag bol. But yeah, you're right, brother. But yeah, I don't live with mum anymore. So
are you into those like kidney beans and like those real bean person? Like,
nah.
I'll have baked beans, but that's about it.
Nah, I don't like a lot of people. I think mum and dad used to put it in because Mexican was a dish that we'd often do, not growing up. It was a staple, tacos and that, and they'd put the kidney beans in there. I don't put them in. I'm not a big bean guy. But
I'm with you there. Oh, it's a good way to fuck a burrito.
Yeah. But yeah, savoury mints, it's fucking good stuff.
Boys, oh, fucking, let's talking about truckies and seeing some shit. Well, I've been driving trucks about 10 years now. I've driven little things, big things, and things in between. I was a garbo on the CBD of Melbourne for a little while, and I had fucking seen a few fucked up things. The most fucked up thing I've ever seen, oh, there's two things, actually, but I'll tell you the most fucked up one I think I ever saw was pulling down Little Collins Street in the CBD of Melbourne. I got to a lane, I can't remember the name of it. I think it's called Rainbow Lane, but I might be wrong. It's right before Swanston Street, if you're going down Little Collins Street, for anyone that wants to give a fuck. Got down there, I was meant to back down the laneway. There was another garbo there, and he was sitting there and he was blocking the fucking lane. I was wondering, what the fuck is this cunt doing? He's just sitting there and blocking the lane off. And I was like, we all sat on the same radio channel, and I jumped on the radio, and I'm like, mate, what are you doing? And he just goes, bro, get out of the truck, check this out. And I, shit you not, little woman, homeless woman, fucking as tiny could be, smack bang, centimetre perfect, in the middle of the fucking lane, popping a squat, taking a shit. Little, and oh my God, and she was abusing us, saying, fuck off, you cunts, fucking mind your own business. And we're looking at her thinking, mind our own business, says you, you're fucking shitting in the middle of a fucking lane. It's got nothing to do with us. Anyway, she peels out, abusing us. Mind you, also, wipes her ass with her hand and gives it the old Jerry flick. Oh, it was fucked. Oh, yeah, so I've sent him two yarns to you, Quino, so do what you got to do here with the next two episodes. Take it easy. See ya. Fucking bye.
You should have put her in the back of the fucking dump truck. The rubbish truck.
Mate, that imagine that, and then wipes the freckle with the hand and goes, this flicks.
Fuck. That's just monkey shit, eh?
Yeah, and I'd sit there and look too, and they're like, give us your privacy, fuck off, shitting in the middle of the street.
Oh, imagine if you got flicked with it. Imagine if you got, ugh.
Yeah, windows up looking.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking
windscreen wipers.
That's the sort of shit that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Great.
That's fucking excellent stuff, mate.
Fuck the homeless.
Wow, that's fucking wild. Yeah, shit neck tucked up next to a bin or something at least. Just turding in the middle of a fucking street.
Yeah, yeah.
Flicking it. Yelling at people looking at you. shitting like a monkey in the middle of the street. Fuck off.
My dog gets
nervous. Fuck off home.
My dog gets nervous shitting in front of me.
Yeah. Wonder if she calibrated herself, like spun around a couple of times until she parked up. Remember that was one of those things that went off its fucking head?
Same as white dogs.
Yeah, yeah. What? Cunts had their compasses out with their dogs.
The kitchen, yeah.
Yeah. An old mate did that yarn. He had to put the finger up it to calibrate it.
Oh. Well, I know if what position homeless shit to.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, if homeless shit true north or not.
Get a job.
Yeah, fuck off home.
G'day, Tom, Cam, Quinn. Hope your legends are good. Just thought I'd discuss one of your carry-ons that you had on one of your recent potties about Mrs. blowing up the Mr.'s foreskin. Can confirm, as I lie here right now, that I have done it to my mister. Mm. It was quite awkward, but blew it up. Just some afterthoughts, though. Like, does air get trapped in the foreskin? Like, how far down does it go? Type of situation. But what concerns me the most, like, my mister allows me to, you know, go down on him and blow his foreskin up and tie it off like a balloon and all that shit, but won't allow me to touch his arsehole. I just don't get it. Gets really defensive about his arsehole. But anyways, cheers, guys.
I reckon as he gets older, he'll probably start going, you know, things are getting a bit stale. Rip in there.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't get there.
Tongue dart it.
Don't give up.
But
learned anything from Tez, stay consistent.
Yeah, that's right. Just keep peppering him. What? With the blowing up of the Fory, I didn't even know that was a
there wouldn't be any air trapped. It finishes at a certain point.
Yeah, but, like underneath.
Yeah, it stops when it's peeled back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. It can't get. Well,
can't keep going.
No. But I just, can you trap, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, could you trap it if it, yeah.
I think the missus will tell me to fuck off, but I'm starting to think now. I want to sort of see it in action, this blown up Fory.
Hey.
A couple of lads I've seen in the sheds over the years, though, you could fucking have a hot air balloon with it.
And eat it.
One bloke, mate, I reckon he got pulled out of the womb by it. It's like a fucking fire hose.
Yeah, they must have some fucking long ones, because I'm going, fuck. I'm like a shorter version of that.
Yeah. Well, you're like a short wheelbase.
Short wheelbase shorty.
As soon as you get a bit of blood in it, she's getting exposed.
Yeah, I'm pretty much look circumcised once it's fucking exposed.
Mm. Yep.
Halfway house.
Yeah. Well, maybe get him drunk. You know, if you're going to start freckling him, get him drunk. Showering.
Yeah, because like the 20-cent coin things and stuff like that, fuck, I'd be fucking no good.
Oh, up the Fory.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, those bikes who do that. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Unless this.
I mean, Nob sticks Fory. Past me for it.
Quinn, can you Google.
I don't know.
I want to know if it's a word of a thing, like blowing up air up the Fory. I wonder. Do you know how there's all the sex moves and shit?
That's probably
like,
why people get them infected. Back on the foreskin thing.
What?
Because they had the long ones and they got a lot to clean and then. Because I was always going, just clean it.
Here we go. Sexually, girls ask guys. This is this website. Girls, have you ever tried inflating a guy's foreskin? What are some of the answers?
It produces really nice sensations. The tighter the foreskin is filled, the better. The donut description is actually directly related to uncut men who use vacuum pumps, however, too.
What?
From what I understand, by placing your mouth over the tip of the Fory, blowing while it's still covering his head, you can actually inflate the Fory like a balloon. Supposedly, guys can do something similar by pinching the tip of their foreskin while urinating. You don't want to do that. That's hectic.
Like filling up a water balloon.
Mm. Oh, I've definitely done that back when I was a kid.
I reckon you've done anything possible to do.
Mm. Haven't you done that as a kid? You're busted and then you end up like peeing. You just pinch the end of it.
Oh, probably.
And then your dick grew.
Me and my ex-boyfriend used to do this all the time. I thought it was hilarious. When he was soft, I would pull his foreskin up and blow it like a balloon and pinch the end and trap it. It was so funny. That's so weird. No one has ever mentioned it before. And every time I would tell my friends about it, I would get weird looks. But I'm guessing more people do it than I thought.
There you go.
On your Ronnie Falls.
Wow. It's just never ceased.
That's a weird name for a chick.
Ronnie.
Mm. Or was that a guy?
Well, there you go. Blowing up of the fory. The balloon. Is it the fory?
The balloon knot.
Ballooning? Balloon knot.
Oh, balloon knot's
the
arsehole.
That's the freckle. The old rusty bullet hole.
The exit wound.
Oh. What did someone say the other day? I heard had an exit, had a hole like JFK's exit wound.
Yeah.
Buttsman's shirt.
Buttsman.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking hell.
A hole like JFK.
Like a yawning hippo. Well, there you go.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
What's happening, boys? This is Bradalicious, so nutritious, the biggest dick from here to Mauritius. This yarn I've got for you, well, it begins the way many top bollock yarns begin, of course. I was in Thailand on Koh Phi Phi with my missus at the time. Decided to treat myself to a seafood platter. It was our last night on the island. Next day, on the boat to Phuket, my gut started doing star jumps, and I was saying to my missus, fuck, I reckon I'm going to do a spew here. So I managed to hold it together like the stubborn as fuck Welshman that I am. Get to the airport, feeling proper shit by this point. And before I checked in my big bag, I put on a pair of comfy grey Kappa trackies and tucked into a couple of the old over-the-counter tramadols to level me out a bit. Tidy. Yeah. Get on the plane feeling crook as fuck. I know something's brewing, so I said to the staff, oh, is it alright if I sit at the front of the plane so I can be by the toilet, as I'm not feeling well? And they could see I was crook, so they put me in one of the front two rows, you know, the ones with the extra leg room. Sound as fuck. Tramadol kicks in, knockout, flat out of sleep from Phuket to Bangkok. It's like an hour and a half, I think. I wake up as the plane lands, and I know everyone sat behind me thinks I'm a cunt because I haven't stood up once after spinning yarns about being ill and getting the extra leg room. Time to get off. So I stand up into the aisle, and I turn to pick up my carry-on, and I felt every liquid from my neck to my arsehole shift. Oh. I looked at my missus, she looked at me, I grabbed the sick bag from the pocket of the seat in front, and right there and then I did a full-blown fucking screenshot. I spewed so hard into that bag that I projectile shit my ass into my boxers and therefore my grey Kappa trackies. Ignoring the fact that everyone behind me on the plane has just seen me spew and shit myself, I went to the toilet, cleaned myself up as best I could and finished spewing, you know. And where are my spare clothes? They're not in my fucking carry-on, are they?
Oh,
is that
no.
carry-on or what? So I had to go through the airport with a big, wet shit drip stain down the back of my trackies until I got my big bag. People looking at me with pure pity like, oh, this poor cunt.
Oh, dude.
So, yeah, stay out yourselves. Try not to shit yourselves. Love ya.
Man, that is so fucked. I'm so lucky to not have that. You've got a yarn, though, of fucking
yeah, I won't go too into it, but I want to give you daddy's travel tips because since the incident with Lockie at Burger King and they went on to the plane and thought he had a bowler, shout out to him, when we got back into Brisbane. But I've heard of three cases now that everyone's gone proper downhill at the airport eating Burger King. Mm. That's just three people I know personally. So stay the fuck away from Burger King because that hasn't got a good success rate with the chicken. Because for some reason at the end of the trip, people must crave a chicken burger or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. That is wild. Imagine that, standing up in the row of a plane, a bunch of randoms, and dead set shitting yourself, like as in just spraying your grey pants with poo.
And like I remember how sick Lockie looked, and he just looked at me, tipped his whole carry-on bag out on the bus, and then just opened it, and then just threw up in front of everyone.
But what else can you do,
can't. Though? The funniest thing was handing the carry-on bag to the flight attendant.
Oh, man.
And then he didn't realise he left all his wallet and cards and all that in the front of it.
It's such a fuck feeling, though. Like, I've had it before in a cab
where
you know you're going to spew and you got that cold sweat and you just know it's coming. You know what I mean? Oh, bro. It is the worst. I nearly half feel it now, like just knowing that feeling that...
Even like Bali Belly, we just got tap ass for days.
Mm. Is that so? That's just the food, eh?
Like, oh, they reckon it's the ice cubes.
Yeah, from water.
But I'm like,
so if you're going to go, like, obviously bottled water and no ice.
Yeah, but as soon as you get to that pool bar and you get your first cocktail, you're just like, ah, fucking inua.
Mm.
You're not going to go, oh, no ice.
Mm.
I'll have a hot drink in the pool bar.
Yeah. But if they had bidets, like, but I have to wipe.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't know. Bali and Thailand didn't have any bidets when I was there.
Mm.
But, bottled water, that was a must.
Oh, Buster rang me this morning, right?
Yeah.
And I was doing my morning shit, and I was actually getting my freckled blow-dried at the time.
Yeah.
And, I just sprayed it, pulsating spray, stayed there for a while to make sure the ring gear was squeaky. And then he's calling me as I hit the fan function. And he goes, hey, what's going on? I said, actually getting my asshole blow dried. And he's like, ooh. And I said, listen, and put it down there. And it's like, so did you hear that? That's my hole getting dried.
Shout out to the Doot washer if you want one.
Yeah, that's right. Get on to the Doot technician. I fucking love that thing. It's great.
He rang me yesterday, actually. It's going well.
Yeah, nice. Actually, I think I missed a call from him. Yeah.
Righto, Tommy boy.
Fuck,
the
man.
Time has come.
That's fucking hard as fuck, dude. There's so many of them. Like, there's the three that are double ups, and then you got a whole mate then at the end. That was a fucking
good one. No, he's one before. He actually sung that song on the guitar.
Did he?
Yes. The 2 weeks
What about
ago?
The ABC one when he went through? I reckon that was pretty good.
ABC guy or the guy that got married? I reckon.
ABC guy.
When he went through, like, the Alpha Bloke Circus with Knuckles.
And... Oh, yeah, that was very creative, that one. Fuck. It's hard, eh, because you go, there's those three yarns are brilliant, the double up ones, but then you go, I sort of want to give it to a new bloke as well to give him a, like, share the love around, but then you go, is it the best yarn or are we giving it to someone who hasn't got a hat before, you know?
And that's why it's your choice.
Oh, fuck you. So what are the two, what's the ABC one?
Yeah.
And then what was the other one?
I really like the guy that got married, just had like a bit of a gratitude thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was pretty good.
But in terms of yarn, probably the ABC overtakes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to think Tommy the Pommy deserves a double champ hat.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, he can't. It might be 2 months late, but I mean,
yeah, he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah, man. So
he's the Alpha Bloke's greatest.
I've got to do it, man. He's got to have it. Uncle Jacko, currently the sole winner of it. Mm. Tommy the Pommy has put in the yards.
You reckon we should do a wolf into a goat, like for the like something eventually? Like the greatest of all time.
Maybe.
Can you imagine if we get, like, say, six or so double champs?
Mm.
We'll put a goat's head on a wolf's body.
And then get them
that's
to,
real
like,
cult-y
play
too.
Off against each other.
Imagine, like, doing a big live show once we have a few of them and all the winners get to come and spin a yarn on the live show.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I'm talking about this goat title, but maybe that withholds it like Tommy has for, like, a couple of years now. I mean, like a 5-year anniversary, gets the GOAT title or something.
I definitely think now we're getting to the stage where a fair few people have won these hats.
Yeah.
And it's going to start to do a thing where we can have a meeting just for the hat winners.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's your entry to it. You can only get in if you have your hat on.
Yeah, exclusive yarning. And that will bring out some better yarns, the people that are holding off. So get involved.
Yeah. So, mate, Tommy the Pommy wins. Like I said, bro. It may be a while till you get this hat because I have to convince Mrs. Dahl to make another.
Yeah.
But she will get onto it eventually. And, mate, I just think it's time for you to be just crowned with something. Recognised for your efforts, pretty much. Everyone else who rang up, that was hard as fuck to pick today. I think I've thought about doing this a couple of times now when Tommy's been in there, and I think it's time.
Yeah.
I think it's time.
Especially with the fucking Mozart.
Oh, just fucking every time, cunt. Like, every time I hear him, I get happy.
Yeah.
My heart flutters. So, good on you, mate. Fucking about time you got recognised for your efforts, my fella. On that note, guys, good shit. You'll hear from us next week. And a couple of carry-ons. Remember, next week will be... normal episode, and then we'll have a couple of carry-on episodes on the back of that. So if you got some yarns, ring them in. Pepper us.
Yes,
please. A few more about what truckies have seen. That was a fucking wild yarn too, seeing that homeless chick shitting.
Yeah.
And flicking. So good.
Thanks,
on your team.
Mate. Yeah.
Fucking oath.
Have a good week.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Thomas the Pommas. Sit back, make yourself comfortable, and come with me on a little trip down memory lane with a good old-fashioned carry-on. Shout out to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart for the backing music today. Chapter 1. Cyclists. Now, you're probably thinking, cyclists, that's not a very original carry-on. Well, sit the fuck down, sport, I haven't even started yet. If you think these cunts are bad on the road, you wait until you let one loose in a pub. Let me paint a picture. It was a beautiful Easter Monday, the first time this country's seen fucking sun in about 2 months, and me and Mrs. the Pommy decided to make the most of it and take a couple of good clients down to the races to watch the nags run. We'd gone to lunch in the pub before. We were all sat down, have a lovely time, knocking back a few Guinnesses, bit of roast lamb on the table. Everyone was having a charming day.
The door is kicked the fuck in, like Bruce Wayne is making an entrance. I think that's Batman. I imagine he'd kick a door in. Anyway, door's still swinging on its fucking hinges, and this lycra-clad prick strolls in, limping. I'd imagine because his ball bag is split open and one of his knackers is getting tangled up round his leg. Skids across the tiles because he's got stupid shoes on, and manages to push his way to the bar whilst brushing his cock along some poor old lady's elbow. But, you know, she takes what she can get these days. Leans on the bar, undoes his camel pack and says, "Landlord, fill this up, will you, mate?" The landlord looks at him, puzzled. "What shall I fill it with, sir?" He says, "Water." As an Englishman, that's not actually how we speak. But, anyway, if it's not a piss take coming into a pub dressed in lycra, it's even more of a piss take asking them to fill your camel pack up with water. Now, get fucked, stay out of yourself, and if you see a cyclist on the road, just be thankful he's not in your pub. Love you lots, take it easy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcast or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.